We had a little problems with the files, but BTR is getting that fixed right now for us. So we're back. This is Vamp Radio Band Night. I know you've missed me and Jess so much, and we have missed you all, too. We've just been very busy and all that good stuff. So today is, what is today's month?
July.
July the 15th, 2009, and it's Wednesday. And tonight we have a special guest host, and that is Sheila.
Hey.
Hey, Sheila.
Hey.
And
guys, I've missed you so much.
I've been here.
Yeah. I've missed everybody so much.
I feel like I haven't talked to anyone in, like, weeks. But I know I have. It's just I haven't been on air talking to anyone.
Right.
And we're waiting for the Absolute to call in. They actually just popped into the chat room, so hopefully the boys will call in. They are our special guest tonight. And Sheila, won't you go ahead and tell a little bit about the Absolute?
Well, the Absolute are a band that they're fairly new. I mean, they've been around for a little bit. I've been watching the band since January. They started out performing with 100 Monkeys. They became kind of a regular at 24K, which is the club where 100 Monkeys started out playing, and they did a weekly show. And the Absolute was one of the first shows that I saw 100 Monkeys. The Absolute opened up for them, and I was blown away of how amazingly talented this band is. You have no idea how, you know, just a little opening band, you think, oh, okay, you know, no big deal. No, these guys are a big deal. They're pretty amazing. Just the sound is incredible. But, you know, they started out as a four-piece. I believe they're down to a three-piece right now. And I've seen them as a four-piece and a three-piece, and I'll tell you, they rock no matter what amount of people are in the band. They're great. They're great.
Well,
and
yeah.
The guys are incredible.
We actually have them on now. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, my ears are on fire.
Thank you for that glowing introduction. I got all red in the face.
Yes, I did. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing
well.
Great.
Wonderful.
Fantastic. Thanks for having us on the show. This is fun.
Yeah, we were really excited.
Yeah, it's definitely a first for us. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Real quick, your music quite didn't upload to our switchboard, so Blog Talk Radio is trying to get that uploaded as fast as they can for us because we were having problems doing it. So we might play, like, all three songs at the very end instead of breaking them up.
No problem.
Rock and roll?
Technical difficulties happen all the time.
It's a lot of rock going through that bandwidth,
It's
you know?
True. That's the problem. It's not their fault. We just rock that hard that we probably broke the switchboard.
Yeah.
I agree.
So why don't you guys introduce yourselves to everybody who's listening, who's on the phone right now?
Well, I'll start. My name is Philip Weiner, and I sing and play guitar for The Absolute.
My name is Winthrop Ellsworth. I play bass guitar and also sing backups.
And my name is Anthony Lopez, and I play drums and sing backup vocals.
He's also the cutest in the band.
Oh. Very adorable.
Oh,
adorable.
Thank you guys.
And together we are the trifecta.
Are you guys all in the same room? Because that's the best introduction I've ever heard.
No, we're in separate rooms, but we're trying to resist the urge to be in the same room. I guess it's actually my fault. I keep wandering.
Yes, we let Phil have the cordless phone, so he's pacing like you wouldn't believe.
Pacing.
I'm a wanderer as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Good deal.
So since we didn't get a chance to play your song, I'm just going to jump right in. We have a couple of questions from a bunch of different people who have heard your music and had some questions for you.
Okay.
And probably Sheila and I will probably switch off on the questions that we're asking here. How did you guys come up with the band name The Absolute?
The fingers are pointing to me. All right. You know, the Absolute, it's meant to be taken however you want to take it. For us, it's just the Absolute, like all of one's energy putting towards like a greater good, greater goal. we're desperate for art in today's society, and you know what we want to do is just give it to you all at once, open our arms to like many different facets of the artistic community, whatnot. So we definitely want to have kind of an absolute kind of, I don't know, ground control over everything that's going on. So that's
yeah.
what we decided to call our band name.
It's interesting. It's an idea that changes all the time. For me right now, it's like the absolute is the, you know, the perfect expression of music or the perfect expression of beauty or art, and it's, you know, probably impossible to play the perfect show or to write the perfect rock song. But we're setting that as the goal, and we're setting that as our standard, and, you know, from there what we make is what we make.
Exactly. Never stop. Keep going.
It's funny, for me, the name Absolute conveys, the first thing that comes to mind is pure. The absolute. There is no. It just is. It's just pure. So pure rock, pure energy, pure exactly what you were saying. So
yeah.
That kind of goes along with what I was thinking. So that's kind
very
of
very much so, and much much better put too. I must say, I use way too many words to say the exact same thing. But yeah, no, like what you were saying. It's kind of not that we're trying to like say that we're perfect or that we're pure, but it's like it's that kind of that unattainable goal that you kind of always are chasing. And yeah, no frills, like it's just good music that people need to hear. It's all about the music and the live performance and the show that we want to put on, as opposed to, you know, just lots of extra frills and whatnot. You know what I mean? We focus on the art, and the other crazy stuff kind of falls into place along with it. So.
Well, I can, you know, this is Sheila, guys.
Hey.
I can
hey,
tell you that.
How you doing?
Hey, guys, good. I'm so missing you guys. I'm like waiting for you guys for your shows to come up because I'm like I'm going through absolute withdrawal.
Absolutely.
Us too.
Right. Well, you know what? We have just the remedy, as I'm sure you know. We've got our shows with the 100 Monkeys, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners know. Good friends of ours, good friends of yours as well. We're playing with them on the 5th and the 6th. 5th at the Mint, 6th Viper Room. Please, everyone, come check it out. It's going to be rock and roll to the extreme.
We miss you too, Sheila.
Yes, horribly.
We miss you too. We've been playing shows and hanging out with you guys. It's been way too long.
It has been. Well, the last one was the Mint, and just like, you. I mean, just like I said earlier, just watching and listening to you play, what Jeff said about being pure, that's what this band is about. I mean, just the energy that they give off is really incredible. And the audience just like eats it up because they really interact really well. They're so much fun to watch on stage, and the music is just amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm blushing again. It's happening again.
You know, it's funny too, because I was listening to it and I like to play music in the background while I'm working on my day job. And I was rocking out today, and my boss came in, and he's like, what are you listening to? The Absolute, man. Did you dig it? And he's like, yeah, they're pretty cool.
Exactly. Spreading rock a little bit here and there. You know, viral marketing all over the place.
Right.
Yeah.
Good work.
Absolutely.
It's not the classic music you put on in the background while you're working. I know, because I have to do the same thing. Whenever I'm studying or whenever I'm doing something, I have to have music going along with it. I can see how your boss might be surprised. Yeah, it's pretty hard rocking stuff to be doing the job, too.
Kicking it up a notch, man. That's
yeah.
how I like it. Spicing up
yeah.
life.
Very
I
like, cool.
I like to play a different band every day. So.
Hey. All right.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's good. That's good for you.
We actually have another question for you.
Okay.
How long have you guys been together?
Well, you know, all of us have played together with each other in different groups. I have known Winthrop since, you know, for the last 5 years or so in college, and I met up with Anthony about a year and a half, 2 years ago, just kind of working with different groups. But the Absolute, this three-piece that you see here is still pretty... Pretty young. We're about, I don't know, how old are you guys, like 8-9 months?
Yeah, about almost 8 months. I mean, it really was like the beginning of January. So
yeah.
like as 2009 was born, thus came the Absolute.
Yes, I mean, the music and then the ideals have been floating around there, but, you know, we wanted to make sure
yeah.
that we had all of the members.
Yeah, we got the people in the room, and we got the ideas together, and it clicked for the first time
exactly.
in January. And that's when we knew we had something, and the next step was to take it out in the streets, take it to you guys.
Exactly. And you guys have been awesome, so, like, we're ultimately grateful to all that, just because, I mean, as most people out there know, you know, new bands, it's, you know, it's tough to get out and going, and you guys have given us an amazing running start, so.
Well, on that note, actually, what, since you are fairly new and you're still, you know, getting getting your footing, do you have any kind of advice out there? I mean, not to say that, you know, you've made it and this is the end, but you're in the struggle now. So can you give some advice to maybe some people even considering the insanity?
Yeah,
of music?
Absolutely, absolutely. For budding musicians and people who are trying to, you know, get a band together or have a band and trying to get it, you know, out there, I think the greatest advice would be to keep playing music. Play with a lot of people.
Nurture your imagination,
yeah,
because if you don't have an imagination, you will get very tired of rejection and not having any money. And so the bigger the imagination you have, the longer it allows you to live in this kind of fantasy land that we all live in. But, hey, man, you know, that's why I love the other two guys in this room, too, is because they're just as crazy as me.
Yeah, you've got to be ready. Don't start looking for money or...
Exactly. Don't do it for money. Don't do it for girls. Just you got to do it for what it is. Otherwise, you're not going to be happy, because then you're always going to be, you know, competitive, and you're going to be trying for something that, you know, you'll lose sight of what you're actually there to do. And I feel like that's kind of one of the biggest problems with what's out there now, is just people are losing sight of what the core is, and they're trying to do it to gain themselves other things, you know, whatnot.
Money and hairstyles and stuff.
You gotta
keep your eyes on the music. If you love making music, just keep making music. You're going to find new people to play with for the rest of your life. You just got to keep doing it. And commercial success aside, you know, you will have a good life. That's at least what I hope is true, because that's the road I'm picking.
Well, I would agree with you on that. I think that, you know, it has to be about the music. For, you know, if you want fans to be there, you have to make it about your music.
Right. If you want fans to be there, you have to be there. You have to be doing something you really care about and really love, and they'll see that, and people will respond to that. That's why, you know, that's, you know, what we've been talking about with how this band's been doing well for us and how we've been having a great time. It's because we know we found something we love, and that, I mean, I think that's why you guys have been responding so strongly to it, you know?
Exactly. It's the sharing love with you guys, and you get, you know, reciprocating it back. It's just, yeah, it's the ultimate.
Exactly. Well, we have another question talking about the music. What would you categorize your, you know, the style of music or the genre of music that you'd play for people who haven't heard the band before?
I would call it theatrical rock with a pop sensibility.
Oh.
Okay, I've been thinking about this for
a while. No, Winthrop, what do we discuss? We are the Inglorious Bastards of rock and roll. The roughest, toughest, whatever we are, just banded together somehow. We're going to kick some Nazi ass.
It's rough rock and roll. It's true. It's good rough rock and roll, and it's yeah,
rough
it's
rock and roll with a theatrical edge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've got to be entertained on all fronts.
It's
you
true.
Know what
it's
I mean?
A show. It's not, you know, it's if you, and you guys know that, like you were talking about when you come see us live. It's we like to connect with the audience, and it's about stage performance too, and it's about, you know, giving you a reason to come and actually see us, because, you know, we do stuff live that you don't get in recordings.
Exactly.
Well,
there's just a lot of energy.
Thank you.
I guess it makes you assume then that you guys would prefer a live audience as opposed to being in the recording studio.
Yeah, well, the recording studio is fun. I think we definitely, you know, have a great time when we get to actually get the time to get together, all the three of us. And
it's a different set of boundaries that you're pushing too. Like in the studio, you can do. I mean, we're a three piece, and we definitely fill it out with as much as we can. But like in the studio, you have access to a never ending, you know, sounds that you can, you know, use any different permutation that you'd like, and so you get to push the boundaries in that sense. And then there's, you know, a whole different set of fun, because, you know, you're not jumping up and down in the studio and you know, and but you get to do that live, you know what I
yeah.
mean? You kind of fill out where maybe, you know, I don't have a 30-piece, you know, orchestra behind me like I would in a recording, but like you get that same energy from what we're putting on stage, you know what I mean? We try to recreate that physically.
It's yeah, the studio's fun for 1 month out of the year, and the road is just great for the other 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, live shows definitely feed us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, here's a question. Of the music that you've done, what was the first song that the band wrote?
First song the band wrote? I mean, You know, I'm trying to think, I mean, well, maybe Conversations. I mean, Conversations was a track that Winthrop and I had played in another band. And then, yeah, I'd say it was probably one of the earliest, or, you know, actually, no, Good News is probably the first thing that collaboratively this band came together and did.
Yeah, that's probably true. I would have to say Good News. Good News has been it was sort of the centerpiece. You know, Phil, our lead singer, who's been talking, he writes a lot of music. Very, very prolific guy. And, you know, the way it works with this band is he brings a lot of these songs to us, and we all work together to instrumentate and orchestrate them and prune and grow and stuff. But I think, so it's, you know, it's an interesting and long process, so it's tough to really pin it down. But I'd say Good News.
Yeah, I'd say Good News probably is one of the earliest ones, and for sure we all got a chance to all put our stuff in there, and it kind of came out a whole different way, and I really like the way it is right now.
That's cool, because that was going to be something I was going to ask. Is the songwriting more of a collaborative effort than just a single effort? You know, do you all
definitely
just sit down in the room and say, hey, you know, we're going to write something, you know, and just get together?
It's different every time.
Exactly.
It's different every time. Phil will show up and he'll have a beautiful polished baby just ready. He's got it and it's done and we can play it immediately. Or he'll show up and he has three chords that sound great together and like a vocal line, and then, you know, Anthony would be like, oh, it'd be really great if, you know, this song changed from 4-4 to 3-4 here. Or I'll come in and be like, oh, you know, here's another chord progression that'll go good with that one. Every song has its own way of being written.
Yeah, and vice versa as well, too. Like, I mean, again, as we're, you know, spend more time together as a group, there's more and more songs. And, I mean, like Winthrop, there's a couple of tracks that Winthrop has written, lyrics, music, everything, and as well as Anthony. Like, Anthony right now is... we're working on, you know, setting up like a small choral section and arranging like choir parts and whatnot. So everyone definitely does their fair share of the music. I mean, yeah, sometimes it starts out as someone's idea on their own in their bedroom, but it soon quickly becomes everybody's. I feel like that's the best way too, just because, again, like you want to find yourself surrounded by great musicians, and you know they make anything that I come up with that much better. So.
Yeah, and I think that'd be something important that I would want to tell to people, like we were talking about before, advice for people who are starting up bands or starting to get into a scene or the scene, to not worry about songwriting, to not worry about a method or a formula that's going to work every single time to write your songs. It's just about getting together and doing what sounds the best, making good music.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I just got Mandy Skywalker says, Winthrop, can I spank you?
Yes. Quickly.
I forgot you guys were in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, we got Super Antoine Lopez over there, Geronimo Lopez, typing away on his keys.
Go, Anthony.
Yeah.
Mandy knows where I live. Come on over.
Yeah, I was going to say, Amanda's one of your, like, biggest fans out there, so she knows you guys.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda. Amanda, you are the ish. All you ladies, too.
People like Amanda are really, really important to us because, like, again, we said, it's a live experience, and we don't need thousands of fans across the world, but, you know, thousands of friends, exactly. What we do need is, you know, those of you who really show up and really love it every time. That's what makes doing this so much worth it. So, Amanda, you have earned it. You can spank me anytime.
Okay, I'm getting a little note from our little producer over here. Amy's telling us that that we have callers. So
all
if
right.
you guys wouldn't mm-hmm. mind, would you like to take some calls from some of your friends?
Let's take some calls.
Let's do it.
All right.
And
Amy, who do we have?
Real quick, I'm not going to pick up any private calls or Skype callers, just to let everybody know. So call in with your phone number.
Good. Screen
them. Okay, we have Heather.
Heather.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, Heather?
Not much. I cannot wait until your show next month.
Dude, neither can I.
I've missed you guys.
We miss you too, Heather. Heather's another one of our, like, awesome, awesome, awesome best friends.
Well, honestly, I mean, you guys, I kind of tell people you're, like, the best-kept secret of L.A., and you need to not be a secret anymore.
Well, you know what, and... That's where we get help from y'all because hey man, we definitely got loud voices, but the more voices, the louder we can be. So
that's true. That's very true.
I actually have a question for Anthony. I'm going to make him talk because I never get to hear his voice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather.
So, did you take lessons, or is your drumming purely a God-given talent?
I actually started drumming on my own. I kind of taught myself how to do all the basic, rudiments and things like that when I was in about sixth grade. Then a couple years later, I did take drum lessons for about 2 years. And
now he's where he is right now. Anthony was in sixth grade about 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, right. No, I'm actually 19 right now. I graduated 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Well,
right.
Right. Well, but keep going about your drum education because I like this story.
Yeah. I did take drum lessons for about 2 years, but then I ended up quitting to move down to LA and play with Phil and Winthrop. So since then I haven't taken actual lessons, but I have been studying just on my own because using resources like the internet, like it's so amazing what kind of information you could get out of it. Just on your own. So
yeah.
I've been doing some like individual like just personal study.
And if you look on the internet, you can find some videos of Anthony just doing amazing
drum solos and
drums.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anthony's now becoming an instructor
actually,
practically. And Anthony, don't forget that you play in a jazz band, which helps everything.
I play in the LA City College jazz band.
Oh my gosh.
Which is kind of cool. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's different.
Well, that would explain the technical aspect of seeing you play, because you can definitely see there's a technical, it's not just, power, but it's like there's such a technical aspect to Anthony's playing. And when you watch it, you do see it.
Yes, you've got a very delicate touch.
Yeah, and every hit is well planned out. I like that about Anthony. As a bassist,
absolutely.
You know, a bassist and a drummer are kind of married when it comes to music, so... It was a long road to finding you, Anthony, and I'm so glad I did.
So glad, too, with Rob.
Well, thanks, Heather. I'm actually going to pick up your friend now.
Okay. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank
Talk
you, Heather.
To you soon.
Bye, Heather.
I think she said her name was Katrina. It's really funny because they're in the same vehicle.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, not much. How are you guys?
Doing good, doing good. How about yourself, Trina?
Good, good. Sitting next to Heather. So there's a weird
echo. What's up, Heather? Long time, no talk.
You're in the best seat in the house.
I'm excited to see you guys next month, too. So,
Thank you.
So, anyways, my question for you guys is, you guys have great fashion sense. So, do you guys pick out your own clothes, or do you have someone to do that for you? And Winthrop? We wanted to know where you got your amazing scarves that you
My
always
scarf?
Wear. Yeah.
I do have one of the sexiest scarf collections in the world. The funny thing is, in real life, I have the worst fashion sense ever. No, Phil has amazing fashion sense, and we do have a good friend, Jamie, who she actually does costuming and stuff. She did all through college, and then she worked in costuming for Gwen Stefani for a little while, so she did... do costuming for like big tours and stuff, and she was just a good friend of ours, and I've known her for a long time.
She set us some standards, because she ended up moving back to Texas, so she's no longer here in LA, but she kind of left us with some guidelines to follow. So.
Yeah, she would help me, and she actually did pick out most of those cute scarves. They're not mine, but I guess they're mine now.
Ask them for them back. They're yours, Winnie.
That's true. I'll give him back anytime you want, Jamie, but until then.
And also, I got to say, one of my favorite things about how he dresses, Anthony, is suspenders.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely the suspenders.
That was Anthony way before I even knew him, too. Like, I remember, I think someone was like, what's with the suspenders? And he's like, I'm not losing them.
Yeah, so, I mean, we don't have anybody that dresses us, and I don't think we're really into the idea of somebody dressing us, but, you know, Jamie came along and just helped us pick out some cool things. And
you had your own little episode of What Not to Wear.
Yeah, exactly. No, they would have a field day with us.
They would.
They would just find like three trash bags full of clothes, and they'd be like, WTF.
Actually.
No, yeah, I think that gets us suspended for rock stars. for musicians. I think that's pretty much you have to suspend the what not to wear.
And you know what? Like, I think also, like, what makes it a little easier is it's less about, like, you know, trying to look cool and more just about trying to, like, figure out whatever mood we're in that day and just be like, all right, cool, what's our set for the night? All right, this is what we're going to be performing. What's the vibe? Mm-hmm. What's the story? And let's dress accordingly. I mean, if I had lots of money, we'd be in full costume. Like, like, you know, like medieval regalia, like tights, costumes.
Like Kiss?
Oh, yeah. Phil will come up to me before a show and be like, Winthrop, 14th century conquistadors, we're doing it. I mean, we love costumes, and
dude,
we
I
certainly
swear,
love to
guys,
see it.
If you guys ever do that, I work in medieval armor and leather, so
what?
If you ever do, yeah.
First of all, that is the sexiest thing you can say. What do you do? Oh, I work in medieval armor and leather.
What? How much does chainmail go? I want a chest piece.
I don't do the chainmail. It's just the leather part of that, but I do like accessories.
Which is also the second sexiest thing you can say after that. Well, actually, I just work in the leather.
Okay, so, like, the actual use of the leather, like, would that stop an arrow if it came at my chest?
This
like,
is important.
What kind of stopping power does that have?
Maybe if it had some metal plates in between, but,
Okay, I'll wear my father's locket, so that way if an arrow goes through my heart, it'll be blocked.
Right.
Hey, Phil, are you expecting an arrow to come at you anytime soon?
Well, I didn't know I was going to be able to find leather, you know, chest protector pieces this early in my life either.
Yeah,
so
you know,
might
all
as well
all
be
sorts of stuff. So if you guys ever really actually do go ahead with it, just let me know and I'll hook you guys up.
That's for serious.
That would be awesome.
We're into that.
I just actually asked her for a leather corset today.
That's pretty awesome.
That's so freaking cool.
We should put Winnie in one of those.
Yeah. Yes,
Winthrop would look
like
cool in a corset.
Yeah, yeah. Takes a real man
actually,
to wear a corset.
I already have a natural hourglass figure, so we're working with the good stuff.
Dude, I'll see if I can give you some boobs.
Give some tissue paper. Just don't tell. Shh.
Okay, I'm gonna go to our next caller.
Great.
Hi guys, it's Michelle.
Hey, what's up,
Michelle? Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
Another one of our awesome best friends. Feel so loved today.
Thank you. Okay. Well, quick question. Why would someone be shooting an arrow at you?
In Phil's mind is much like a fantasy landscape. There's wizards. There's constant sword fighting.
There's vampires.
But you know, I've figured out my protection spells, whatnot. I spent a year at Hogwarts Academy, and I'm ready for that. But you know what? The one thing that I thought of this when you see those movies and you read the books, why wouldn't someone just shoot them? You know what I mean? And so that's why I want to prepare in case. I've got my magic wand. I actually have it in my guitar, so I use my guitar as a wand.
These are the questions that take up most of Phil's day.
And if I'm too busy performing and an arrow is, like, if so, three people shot arrows at me, I might only be able to deflect two of them, so.
Which is why he hired me and Anthony to come on.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the only real reason why we're in a band together.
It's mostly arrow deflection.
Exactly, man. There's a yin and yang to all of life. My yang is people try to kill me with arrows.
I don't know what to say now.
Watch, like, around next show, I'm going to be, like, pelted with, like, suction darts.
Oh, that's a good idea. Everybody out there.
Yeah, anyone, yeah, by all means.
He opened up this Pandora's box. Feel free
exactly.
to shoot.
Don't get in trouble with the door guys, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, I had a question, but now I can't remember because I'm laughing at the thought of you being pelted with arrows.
I'm a pretty shifty guy. I could probably sneak out of the way. I could dodge.
Well, we'll see at the mint, won't we, Phil?
Yes.
So should we bring arrows then?
So are you guys planning any other shows for the summer, or is it just the two at Mint and Viper Room?
As of right now, we've just been preparing for the Mint and the Viper Room because the three of us just got back from a West Coast little tour heading up to Oregon and back, so... I mean, pretty much after those two, we're keeping our eyes open for anything in L.A. I mean, really, it's just kind of a matter of where we can take our traveling circus to next. You know, we want to be able to move it around for y'all and, you know, make it as fun as possible. So, I mean, definitely we'll be playing over the summer.
Yeah.
We're going to be refining the sound, kind of being able to take it, like, stage performance-wise. We've got a lot planned. We're taking it to the next level. So, yeah, just that and being able to try it out with you guys in L.A.
Yeah, we guarantee right. more shows this summer. We just don't know where they are yet.
Yeah, because exactly. I thought you guys had more planned for July. Or
well, actually, yeah, we were up in the beginning of July. That's when we were headed up to Oregon. We kind of last minute got offered some shows up there, so we decided, you know, why the heck not? Let's, you know, see how kids are up there. They were awesome. Definitely missed all you guys back in Los Angeles, but it was super fun to go up there. So, yeah, we got back and just been kind of prepping the show for beginning of August.
Yeah, we actually, we were scheduled the July 20th at the Vibe Room, but that got moved to August 6th.
Okay.
So that might have been why.
I could have sworn that I had seen another one on the MySpace, and then when I looked again, it was, and I was like, okay, did I just imagine that, or...
We tricked you.
Yes.
We shuffled stuff around real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. I can't wait to see you guys again.
We can't wait to see you too, Michelle.
Okay. All right. Bye. And bye, Sheila.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Michelle. Thanks for calling in.
You know, guys, I'm getting kind of jealous over here. I hear all this stuff about the West Coast. What about the East Coast? You got to show us some love over here.
Oh, I would love to go to the East Coast. It's a far drive, and gas is crazy expensive. But you know what? If, like, enough people are out there and they're willing to come out to our show out there, it's definitely worth the expense for us to come out.
Yeah, we're
We'll have to see if the LODers can get on it and get some bookings out here.
Come on, LODers.
Woo-hoo! We're into that. We like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really get guys calling in often, so this one kind of scares me a little, but he says he is your Central Coast daddy.
Okay.
I believe that might be my dad.
Oh!
I
didn't
know that for a second.
Now. Hello!
Hey, boys!
Hey,
guess who?
Hi, good evening.
How's it hanging? How's everything? Love
you. It's hanging good, man. It's hanging good.
It's doing very good. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's always good to hear from you.
Original fan right here. In his basement.
Well, hey, listen. I know where Anthony got those suspenders from. I used to dress him up like that when he was two, ever since he was two, and he couldn't be without them.
That's awesome. Anthony, my mom used to put me in a sailor suit, so I know how you feel.
Where's your sailor suit now, Winthrop? Anthony still got his suspenders.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know, this reminds me of a great story. One time we were playing a show in San Luis Obispo at Boo Boo Records, which is a cool little record store, but they're used to little acoustic acts. And Anthony's dad was there, and we're playing, and we're in the middle of, like, our second song, and they pulled the power on us for being too loud. And just as I'm getting ready to set my bass down and run and start yelling at the guy, being like, what the, why would you, how could you, before I get the chance, Bob was right there, right in his face, defending us. It was great. It was amazing.
It was pretty awesome.
I hope I didn't embarrass you.
No. We're going to take you on the road. You're going to be our bulldog road manager.
There we go.
Sounds like retirement for me. That'd be wonderful.
That's my kind of retirement. That's great.
Yes, it is. Hey, you guys. Well, we have a request, too, from a young lady from San Diego. It says, asking, when are you guys going to go to San Diego?
We've been talking about that. We really want to – San Diego is so close, and we really want to get down there. See, the East Coast, we've got a plan for that one. But San Diego, we want to try to get that going this summer at some point, just get down there and start reaching out.
So, yeah, if anyone in San Diego know if, you know, if you got any suggestions of venues that you would want us to play, please – you know, MySpace us on
our MySpace,
and yeah, we'll definitely get on that.
Yeah, just tell us where you want us to come, and we'll start calling them and get over there.
Okay.
Well, I know that
up here to San Luis too, pretty soon.
Oh well, most definitely can't forget the downtown.
I know.
Group.
As long as we can sleep on your floor and get on your couches again, it's cool with us.
Winthrop, I know where you slept.
Oh no, I did get you bed. It's true.
That's okay, bro. It's fine with me.
You're massively comfortable. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to let you go, and Janie sends her love, and we just wish you guys well. Hope the best. Take care.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Dad.
I love
again.
You, Bob.
All right. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, that was awesome. Family affair going on here on the air.
Oh.
I know, and you had me all prepped for some, like, I'm like, thinking, like, Central Coast. I didn't even, like, put that together for a second. I'm like, oh, God, what happened? What have I done?
Well, we were a little scared because usually when guys call, it's usually a crank caller, and they usually have something really nasty to say to us. So I'm glad it worked out.
Amen. Well, those boys just need to come on board, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Time to grow up.
Exactly.
Join
the movement. To kick some ass.
San Diego.
Dude, to kick some major ass down in San Diego would be awesome.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know where you can play.
Where?
I know where there's going to be tons of girls camping out at Comic-Con on Wednesday night.
Oh, my God, that's right.
So, like, would we get arrested if we just, like, went down there on our, like, four-wheel roller skates and played up and down the aisles of people camping out? Do you think that would be...
We'd have to dress up as some sort of character. I mean, I don't know. I hear Winthrop's pretty into the furry thing.
You busted me. I make an amazing Chewbacca.
I'm going as Robin Hood.
Well, guys, seriously, Amy's right, because we're going to be out there all night. So we're going to need some entertainment to keep us going. So it would be great if you guys
Wednesday
came down.
Wait,
Wednesday night.
So a week from today?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Winnie, what are you doing a week from today?
I think I'm going to go to Comic-Con in San Diego.
I think I'm going to go to... I have a question for you guys, though. Who are you guys going to dress up as?
Who are we going to dress up as?
Yeah, you guys aren't dressing up?
Yeah, everybody at Comic-Con dresses up, right?
I'm going to dress as Amy.
I can't steal that. That was my plan.
Phil was going to be Amy. Well, that works, Amy. That'll work.
Damn it.
That sounds like fun, you know?
I would like... Is it cool if we dress up? I mean, in case, and I mean, what if no one else does, whatever, but as long as we still can.
Oh, I'm sure there will be plenty of people dressed up, because I went to New York Comic Con last year, and there was people there. I didn't even recognize half the stuff that they were dressed as.
Like really obscure stuff.
Some obscure anime stuff and everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the best. Yeah, that sounds like just a fun place to be. I'd love to come and, we'll at least... We can bring the acoustic guitars. You think we're joking, but that's all we need. We just need people to say, like, come on down. We'll come on down.
Exactly. So. As long as there's not a cop that will arrest us, we will play anywhere.
We'll bring the drumsticks and the acoustic guitars. Anthony will make some drums out of trash cans and buckets and stuff.
And on our MySpace and on our Facebook, we're doing this series of kind of, like, live little acoustic performances, random parts in nature. And, you know, like I said, we will play anywhere. We tried to play on Mount Rushmore, but... A billy goat and the park security kicked us out.
He's not joking. We did get sort of attacked by a billy goat, and then park security did kick us out. That's totally true.
Well, I just, in the chat room, I just posted one of your last video. I put it up there so the girl, you know, everybody could see.
Wonderful.
Cool. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, and there will be many more of those to come. Our goal is to have one for everywhere in the United States. So.
Yeah, it's really fun. Like, because of the nature of how this new technology works, we're on the road and we know we're going to Portland or whatever, we're doing this stuff, and we see a beautiful spot on the side of the road and we can pull off, set up our little handheld cheap, you know, camera and put up a laptop and put up two microphones and put together a little video right there out of the car and just upload it. It's fantastic. So
yeah.
we're gonna try to keep this ball rolling.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. Well, seriously, if you guys come out.
Definitely. Wednesday night.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this as soon as we get off the radio. We're going to set up the logistics, see if we can do it. I'm going to have to get work off because I actually do work like a vampire. I work from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yes,
five
does.
Nights a week as a waiter. Yeah,
okay,
if you guys are ever bored and want to come bother me, come over to Astro Family Restaurant in the middle of the night and get a cup of coffee.
So now we know where to hang out at night.
Well, yeah, please.
We all do. It's, you know, we'll definitely share the secret with y'all, but because it's been our own little like hideaway for the last bit of time. So yeah, if you guys are ever bored and you want to like hang out the absolute
for the true vampires.
Exactly, which is so appropriate that you asked us on your show, and we were like, hell yes, we'll be on Vampire Radio because we kind of all are vampires.
Well, you know, you guys do hang with vampires, so.
Yes, we
true.
Do. Our good friends, a lot of our good friends are vampires, so, you know. It's this whole mystical creature thing. You know, we know magic spells and vampires and.
Phil's a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, we miss our Vampire 100 Monkeys friends.
Going along with the whole like live performance and like putting on a show, like their music, it's so different, but at the same time not. Like they're going for the same kind of idea, and like they also put on a great show.
They've got the idea. They have that concept that we're talking about,
exactly.
Live performance and chasing it.
Yeah, you wouldn't necessarily find it in the same section in a record store, but it's the same idea.
You'll find us hanging out with them, though.
Exactly.
Because we have the same, yeah, we've got the same concept of how to attack this thing. And we miss those guys. Can't wait for them to get back here.
I know, we miss them too. The shows coming up are just going to be great because it's going to be such a great homecoming for them, and just getting to see both bands play together again, it's going to be awesome.
Oh yeah, it's going to be so much fun, and we can't wait to take it far into the future too. Like, we couldn't think of any other bands we'd want to go on the road with than 100 Monkeys. So look forward to doing that in the future.
That will be cool.
Mhm.
Do we have any other callers, Amy, or?
I think Heather wanted to ask another question because she raised
her
hand.
She remembered.
Okay, Heather. Go.
Hello, Heather.
Hi, Heather. Welcome back.
Hi. Sorry, you guys were talking about San Diego, and I had to jump in on this because I emailed Matt a ton of venues for you guys to come down to.
Well, then
really?
We have them.
Well, you know what? I bet. Actually, I think I remember that. I remember seeing the stuff in the MySpace as well, and Matt's actually been talking to those guys.
Matt works in mysterious ways. He's a powerful man, and sometimes it's best to see what he comes up with. But, yes, no, he's been on us about San Diego as well. I think it was
And
just,
he's been on those venues, too. He's been
he's
been hitting them up. I think he's just trying to set up a time. That's why I was so excited when somebody said San Diego, because we are close to figuring out all the details with some of those venues.
Oh, yeah. So close, I can almost taste it.
So close.
The ironic part about that is I'm moving to L.A. in a month.
Oh. Well, you're gonna have to take a road trip back down there with us then.
Yeah, exactly. You show us around.
I will. But seriously, if you guys come to Comic-Con, we can hand out CDs on the street, and there's going to be a ton of people there.
That would be cool.
Like so much fun. I love Comic-Con. I've never been, but I've always wanted to go.
I mean, I see it portrayed in movies and television all the time, and I feel like it's ridiculous that I haven't seen it yet.
We got to get you out there, Phil.
I got to get there. That, and I want to go to a Renaissance fair.
Phil, you've never been to the Renaissance fair?
I've never been to a Renaissance fair.
That's where I work.
Okay, now I definitely need chainmail.
You work in metal. I work in leather at the Renaissance Fair. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I work in leather at the Renaissance Fair. Yay.
That is awesome. When does that come into town next?
Oh, well, I'm on the East Coast, so you got to get to New York. It's too
guys,
from
the
now.
One
for the Renaissance Fair, like out there, way cooler than they are out here too.
Well, yeah, the guys, the one out here in LA is usually in May.
Okay, so,
so
I
missed
that
one.
Damn.
You got to keep your ear to the grindstone, Phil.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what we're doing? We're doing Comic-Con. That's what we're doing.
That's true.
Comic-Con is
real. We will burn a bunch of CDs, and we'll come down and just rock and roll, play some acoustics, and screw around with y'all.
That sounds fun, yeah.
And I thought we were going to be in the line bored.
Nope, we won't allow it.
Not
wait, what time are you going to be there? Didn't you say you're going to be there at like 3 a.m.? No, my flight actually leaves here at 3 a.m. I land at like 10 a.m.
So how long are you guys going to be out in the... So Wednesday night, and then they let you in, what, Thursday morning?
Well, yeah. our event is actually not until like 1:30. So we will be out there from Wednesday through through the morning on Thursday until they let us in.
Cool. Well, yeah. No, we'll chill out there Wednesday night and stay up, drink lots of 5-hour energies, and just go crazy. Try not to get arrested in San Diego again.
Again?
Yeah. Somebody picked up on that.
Uh oh, Phil.
No prior arrest record in San Diego. But I did
San Diego, he qualifies that.
Yeah.
No one knows about Phil's past, really. He just appeared one day with all these songs. He could have been arrested anywhere, really.
Exactly. I'm 300 years old.
He really is a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It keeps coming back to this.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally getting the real story now.
Yeah, the real Phil. I've never even gotten to the real Phil. Thank you, guys.
Exactly, and I've got the Sorcerer's Stone in my back pocket, so I'm chilling. Sorry, I'm a little excited for the Harry Potter movie.
That's true. That comes out today.
I actually saw it last night.
No way. How was it?
Dish, please.
Well, I'm not going to give it away to anybody, but it was good. It was really good.
Good? Okay, good.
It's worth going to see.
All right.
And Phil and I are both large fans of the books, so we're pretty excited. I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's worth it. You go see it. I mean, you know, be aware it's going to be a little different than the book, but it's actually really good.
So that's how it usually is with everything.
They have to do that. They always do that. Oh, well, it gives you another reason to read the books, you know. If it was just as good as the book, then why would the book be there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, are you still on the line?
Oh, I muted her. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Okay, there she is.
I'm still here. Did you have any other questions that you wanted to ask?
Well, I had a silly question.
I got a silly answer.
Was that so?
Yeah.
Well, good, because it's for you.
Okay.
Those of us with naturally curly hair want to know your secret.
Well, you know, for most of my life, I hated my curly hair, didn't want it, tried to chop it off, but then, you know, I just had to accept it. And you know what I found? Just leave-in conditioner. That's what I do. I just walk out of the shower and let it just do what it does. And the hair is very large. As long as you don't mind large hair with volume for days, then you're fine.
Yep, leave-in conditioner is a secret. I've seen him do it so many times on the road.
Exactly.
I always wondered myself.
Smell fantastic. you think that a bus full of, like, of three boys who haven't showered in a week smells bad now because it reeks of Pantene Pro-V. Mm-hmm. It illuminates your senses.
Hmm?
That's good advice. I straighten mine every week or every day, actually. So.
And you know, I'm sure it's tough. I tried once, and my hair does not like to be straightened. It's very stiff.
Plus that flat iron thing always burns, you know, that's the singeing and the whatnot. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the dew's getting long. I can finally whip it back into a ponytail now. I'm pretty pumped about that.
Yeah. You look like Mel Gibson from The Patriot.
Oh, he does.
Hey, can you guys do something for me real quick?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Can you say, each one of you, you know, say your name and then say you're listening to Vamp Radio and add something extra to it or something like that. It's for one of our clips when we have, like, anniversary shows. We like to play the guests we've had on.
Oh, of course.
No problem. Phil, you go first.
All right, cool. This is Phil Weiner from The Absolute, and you are listening to Vamp Radio.
Antone?
Oh, well, okay.
Or I can. You want me to go? I'll go.
I think you should go.
I'll go.
Okay.
Hi. This is Winthrop Ellsworth from The Absolute, and you are listening to Vamp Radio all night long.
And this
How's
is,
that?
And this is Anthony Lopez from The Absolute, and you're listening to Vamp Radio.
Nice tag, Anthony. I liked it.
Okay, now I have a serious question.
Okay.
I mean, this is, like, very, very serious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you guys were superheroes, who would you be and why?
Oh, no. Oh, no. She did it.
Does it have to be an existing superhero, or can it be, like, something that we make up?
It could be whatever you want.
So that means
no.
Anthony's got some. Anthony, you're first. You're first.
No,
you got to go.
No, I can't. No.
All right.
This is a very, very intense question.
All right. That's true. It's very, very intense. I'm trying to think right now. I've always thought I had a Wolverine thing going on, but... You know, I don't know. He didn't think things through, and I definitely think things through, so he's not a perfect fit. Phil, what do you got?
Barack Obama.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm serious, man. I mean, all seriousness, just because, you know, you think about it right now, he has got the largest megaphone to all of the people right now, and he has got a chance to really do something great. So that is the superhero I would be.
Hmm.
And he's a sharp dresser.
Mm-hmm. And he can throw a baseball.
What about baseball? I love baseball. What did you say about baseball?
He threw the first pitch last night.
Yes, he did. I missed him at the All-Star game. Did he make it across the plate, or did he make a fool of himself?
I think he made it across the plate.
Oh, good job, Theo. All right.
Anthony, you got your hero yet? I'm still marinating.
I still don't know. I mean,
Pikachu.
There's so much to think about. I mean, like, mind powers.
Ash Ketchum?
The ability to banter well with supervillains.
Anthony.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't
If I could fly, honestly, that would just be one of the best things
that would be awesome.
I've ever asked for. Just to fly, just
to avoid traffic. I mean,
just to avoid traffic out here in LA. No, I mean just flying. Maybe Superman's a really lame answer.
He's cookie cutter. He never did anything wrong. Like I don't dig that. You know.
Yeah,
but he's got no tattoos or nothing. You know.
Yeah, you know, Batman's got that dark sort of history where something went wrong going on.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's human.
Yeah.
I guess Superman wasn't human, so there's my problem. Maybe Professor X for me. I see myself as a brilliant, crippled man.
Crippled by your own brilliance?
Yep. Too smart for my own legs.
Yeah, there's a yin to every
Too
yang.
Too smart for your own legs.
Too smart for your own legs.
That's me.
I think I want to make T-shirts that say that Winthrop Ellsworth too smart for his own legs.
I think that's a new tagline for you guys. The absolute
yeah.
too smart for their own legs.
The MySpace update.
I need to Twitter that right now.
You think I'm joking? I don't have my cell phone with me.
Let me see if I can get on it right now.
I think Anthony is our computer guru.
Somebody tweet.
Tweet all over it.
Tweet.
Oh man. Careful.
Okay, I just got asked. It says Amy asked the jelly bean question. So if you guys were a jelly belly, which flavor would you be?
Certainly not popcorn. Have you ever had that?
But you know, popcorn can be useful, like when mixed with others. See, that's the question. Like, do we have to be one, or are we like a concoction?
No, we're three together. I think we definitely have to be three together.
Oh, then we definitely okay. So one of us has to be Dr. Pepper for sure.
Oh, that's me. I'm from Texas,
yeah,
and I love
drink
Dr.
It, like,
Pepper.
It's fucking water. Oh, excuse my French. Let me see, what else? How about pear? Anthony?
What? Well, would you be, we're talking about jelly bellies
right
now.
Yeah. Who's pear?
Well, that's the question. You're pear in
the mixture of Dr. Pepper and pear, and then we need one other thing. Maybe we throw that curveball of popcorn in there.
You're crazy, but I like
you. Do they make Korean pears?
That's adorable.
We've already answered the which fruit would you be, and Anthony is a Korean pear, strangely enough.
It's because I'm half Korean.
Yep, it's a racist thing. It's a silly. I like the Jelly Belly question. I like that I'm Dr. Pepper, because I used to drink literally a 12-pack of that stuff every day.
No, I shouldn't have given you that one. That's like my fave.
I don't know.
Maybe Dr. Pepper, vanilla, and pear.
Ooh, good one, Phil.
Ooh. See what happens when you mix those three in your mouth. It's an absolute rock explosion.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want a drink like that. I think that's really sounding good.
Yeah, right? Vanilla, Dr. Pepper, and pear.
Vanilla, Dr. Pepper, pear.
Vanilla.
What kind of alcohol could you add to that?
Absolute vanilla, absolute Dr. Pepper, absolute pear.
There you go.
Did we just start repping for absolute?
Oh, no.
Okay, another question. This is another I am. Amy, are you going to ask one of them to marry you? No, I'm not going to ask one of them. I'm going to ask all of them.
Oh,
we do. We have to find a place that's cool with that.
We collectively do.
Exactly. I mean, polygamous usually it's one man, you know, three multiple wives.
We should
go
to Utah
with one wife, multiple men.
We should go to Utah and reverse the trend. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about? Like equality for the sexes.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, women have multiple husbands.
Start a new community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amy's got a list of them, so she's got to get them all together in Utah.
Guys, if you don't know,
Amy is a player of Vamp Radio, just so you know.
Oh, Amy.
The player.
Everybody.
Amy, how can you ask us to marry you when you're just going to break our heart, obviously?
I promise I will not break your hearts.
Broken hearts make good music, though.
That's
so
true.
Maybe she's doing us a favor.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, she could be forwarding your career.
Amy. Amy.
You've already got Phil singing, Amy. Look what you've done. You've inspired him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new song coming.
Working on it right now.
About Amy and Jelly Bellies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and now for the fortune cookie question.
Ooh.
If you were a fortune cookie, what would your fortune say?
I'm trying to take this one seriously. Let's see.
Please try again.
Stop wasting time reading fortune cookies and do something.
Mm.
Write
I don't
a song,
think I don't know, but I know mine wouldn't say something like "You're going to be rich in a year," because I hate fortunes like that. I mean, it's not because
they just let you down.
Yeah. I think if I were a fortune cookie, it would say "You're beautiful just the way you are." Oh, that was so good, Winthrop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You will experience many happy times in bed.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Ooh.
Always have to add the in bed.
That's
you know.
Right.
You know what I like to do, actually? I like to add except in bed. You know, because like
be
otherwise, it's, you know, otherwise it's just unoriginal. Like
you bring joy to people's faces.
Yeah,
except in bed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where they weep continuously.
Oh,
guys, that's bad.
I know.
So is that the full tagline? You got to add except in bed, where they weep continuously.
It's a long process.
Okay, I'm going to embarrass her, and she's going to hate me.
Good.
Courtney?
Oh, no.
Courtney?
Well, she's not going to answer you. She's like, you beat. I'm not answering.
She IM'd me, and she was like, give me a question. I have nothing to ask.
Oh,
she just
Courtney.
Wanted to talk to you guys. She's asking
well,
for questions.
Well, ask, let me see.
You can ask Phil what sign he is. Phil, what sign are you?
I'm an Aries, which is a ram.
Ooh, Nicole likes to know that.
I was born on April 14th, and I probably eat too much pizza. I try to be a vegetarian for a little while, but I didn't get enough protein, so now I'm back on the horse. Let's see, what other useless information? I had meningitis when I was in high school once. That was kind of,
okay.
Wow.
Gary, hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Do you, what's your Twitter? Do you have a Twitter?
Ooh, yes, we do. Please
Anthony.
Follow us. I'm guessing it's just what the absolute. I Twitter, but I did not set it up, so I know how to, like, log on and tweet
well,
to all y'all.
Well, then let Anthony do it. Anthony, what is it?
It is twitter.com/theabsolute. And you
yeah,
can
so
follow
please,
us.
Please follow us and respond and talk to us about all of our non sequiturs and our crazy ideals and whatnot.
That's my favorite thing about Philly.
I am Twittering the absolute too smart for their own legs right now.
Yes. Thank you.
I actually have a request here online. They actually want us to sing on air. I think I don't know. I've seen a lot of number one, number two requests. I've seen a couple of conversation requests.
Oh, that would be awesome if
Phil,
you guys
are
sing.
Let me plug my air guitar in.
These times would probably work.
I'm trying to think what we can all sing together.
Hold on,
just
a sec.
Someone have a guitar in here? okay, all right. You know what? What do you guys want to do? Like conversations or whatnot? Like I'm just gonna like warm up my like throat so I don't sound like a dope. What do you guys feel like, Winnie? Anthony?
Conversation sounds good.
All right, let me. I guess all I got is this crappy guitar that's out of tune. Let me just. All
right.
Well, I'll try.
All right, let's see. We got it ready?
You know what? What do you guys want to do? Like conversations or whatnot? Like, I'm just going to, like, warm up my, like, throat so I don't sound like a dope. What do you guys feel like, Winnie? Anthony?
Conversation sounds good.
All right, let me, I just only got this crappy guitar that's out of tune. Let me just. All right,
well,
I'll try.
All right, let's see. We got it ready? That didn't work out.
What is going on?
what are you guys doing?
Song. I don't know what happened. I don't.
We tried to actually play it.
We tried. I tried to be clever, and that.
Wait, did you turn on your computer sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened over there?
Got me right in.
I was screaming at my girls. I was like, turn down your sound.
Yeah, you guys are getting us in trouble. She's in a chat room with us, and she's like, "Who has the
song
off?"
Yeah.
Someone was trying to be clever. I don't know. Well, we can sing something. Let's sing something.
These times find us small, begging for a soapbox or just someone to enthrall. Constant contact, please. hoping to hold on to what we can't touch and what we will never see. That's the best I can kind of do off the whip and pants, you know.
That was good, Phil.
Thank you, man.
Aww.
Good job, Phil.
That was damn good, and with less than a minute to go.
Boom.
Nice tag, Phil. Well done.
Extended the time just a little because I've got like five IMs asking me, where in Texas is Anthony from?
Oh,
Anthony.
I'm Winthrop's. Winthrop's from Texas. That would be me.
Oh.
I'm from, I grew up in Houston, Texas.
Oh.
I was actually born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and when I was 10 days old, I moved to Europe. And I lived in Europe bouncing around until I was 5 and a half, and then I settled down in Houston, Texas, and started going to pre-K and stuff. And I was in Houston, Texas for the rest of the time until I came out to beautiful Los Angeles.
Pre-K?
Pre-K.
I remember pre-K like it was yesterday.
That right?
You guys are amazing.
No, you are amazing. Let me just reiterate that. Am I right, guys?
You're so right, Phil. No, seriously, we love you guys so much.
Yeah.
Yes, and we cannot wait to see you guys out there at the Mint and the Viper Room 5th and 6th, and we will see you next Wednesday at Comic-Con.
Yeah, we're going
to we can't wait to see you.
Oh, yeah, we are way pumped. We are going to have so much fun and try not to get arrested.
Phil, your fear of getting arrested is going to get us arrested.
I know, I'm putting it out there. This is a bad idea.
You're putting the thought out there.
It's okay, we'll get bailed out somehow.
Yeah.
Exactly, but we'll do it in a badass fashion.
As long as we got friends, we're going to make it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. My friends are all I have, quote, end quote.
Well,
you
guys
have friends.
Been, like, amazing, and everybody is so happy to hear from you, and you're welcome back anytime. Anytime.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Like, we had a blast doing this.
Yeah, we're going to come back then. It's
awesome. Awesome. Yeah, good.
Because I don't have anybody scheduled for August.
Well...
We'll block out the whole month. We're just going to chill and talk on the phone. We'll gossip. I'll tell you stories from high school.
Exactly. And I'll tell you stories from high school, too. Mine aren't as happy.
I would tell you a story from college, but I don't. Is the FCC on the internet radio? Are we allowed
no.
to tell?
No,
oh,
not
sweet.
Yet. Every time.
All right.
Then I'm going to tell you all the dirty stories. It'll be great.
Be careful. They'll come back to bite you in the butt later on.
Yeah, that's
well, that's
true.
Why Anthony's not telling any of his crazy stories.
None of my crazy stories from college, you know, because... I haven't been to college yet.
You youngin'.
Amy will have to let you know sometime about her alternate radio station.
Ooh. Whoa. Whoa.
True after hours radio station.
It's called Dark and Lustful.
Ooh, Dark and Lustful. That's how I describe Winthrop.
Oh, good one, Phil. Good one.
Hey, there's... All comedy has a little bit of truth, buddy.
That's true.
Courtney's on now. Hey, Courtney.
Oh. Hey, Courtney.
Hi.
Hello.
I was muted, and I had no idea, so I was over here just talking to myself or, you know, whatever. Oh, my God. Okay, so for one, we need some dirty stories from Anthony's dad, so you guys have to get him back on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Now, Bob will let it spill. Just give him a glass of wine. It's all over.
Bob will tell you all the good stuff. He's been with us through some great times, too. Bob's the
mm-hmm.
best.
Some hard times, some good times. He's a good man.
Indeed. And on top of that, a request from the chat room. If you guys are going to talk about Comic-Con, you have to say it a little more interesting than that.
We have to sound more interested?
Interesting.
Oh, interesting.
They're like Comic-Con.
Like Comic-Con. Like that.
Comic-Con. Ooh, that was a good one, Phil.
Phil, do that again.
Oh, is it Comic-Con?
Comic-Con.
We are going to the Comic-Con. That'll work right there.
Comic-Con.
Ooh.
And 3-4.
That was good.
I liked that one.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's what we're doing up and down the line. Just singing that up and down.
One chord. Singing the word.
Oh, great. Thank you, Sheila. Now I have like five IMs. You have to get them on Dark and Lustful. You have to get them on Dark and Lustful.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
We are born to appear on that show.
As long as I get to use my true radio voice. Hi, this is Winthrop. I can't even get deep enough right now. I can't get
and
Dark and Lustful enough.
It's not dark enough.
Amy.
It's not Lustful enough.
Amy, you have to do yours. Do your Dr. Lossful voice.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Amy.
No.
On you now, honey.
Flat, no. Not happening.
Okay. Hold on. Welcome to Dark and Lossful.
Oh, God.
Ooh, whoa.
It's getting so warm in here.
I need
someone open a window.
Quick.
Oh, dear.
So we're free next month.
Okay, on that note, I think we're going to let you guys go because I only told Matt we'd have you on for an hour.
Oh, well, thank you so much having us on.
Thanks again. We had a blast. We had a great time.
A grassy blast.
Grassy blast.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like something at, like, Dairy Queen. Mm. Oh, wow. Okay, my mind is going. Never mind.
I wouldn't say Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Well,
have
you
a great night, guys.
If you guys do want to come on Dark and Lustful, shoot me an email, and we'll... You won't let nobody know who you are.
Okay.
That way you won't get you in trouble.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good to me. Well, then everyone's going to have to start listening to Dark and Lustful all the time, just in case, just to hear when, not if, but when we come on.
Yeah, and everyone, you know, come check out our MySpace, and also listen to Vamp Radio, because the hosts are awesome, and they have great guests, and it's a cool topic, so.
And follow them on Twitter.
What was that?
Follow them on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Come and find us.
MySpace, Facebook.
Come to our shows.
Yeah, August 5th, August 6th. Twitter, MySpace, blah, 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 blah.
And we will have everything posted on our website after the show, so just check that out if you want their links and stuff.
Awesome.
All right, well, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Link up.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Can't wait to be back.
Absolute signing out.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was fun.
Okay, I love them,
well.
And I want to marry all of them, and I am so old for every single one of them.
Okay, listen here. Every 23 of you, because the absolute is somebody in the chat room, but 23 of you and you two on the line, including you, Miss Courtney, are going to get it tonight for making me do my voice.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was brilliant. But no, you put me on, and you were over there going, Courtney, you're on, and I'm over here going, oh, my God, and I'm, like, freaking out at you, and it turns out I was on mute the entire time. So people in the chat room were like, Courtney, talk, and I'm like, I am talking, and, yeah, I'm dumb.
Yeah. You know I can't be on the spot. Did it sound okay?
It sounded great.
It sounded great.
I turned on the fan. I really did turn on the fan.
If I turn Courtney on, then I know it's good.
Oh, you know it. Although,
okay,
we
can't turn
Vamp
Radio
hour.
Into Dark and Lustful.
No, we cannot do that. We cannot do that.
Oh, that was awesome, though. That was a lot of fun.
That room already was DNL. I'm sorry.
See, now you know what we have been listening to for a while, and getting to know these guys over the past couple of months. That's why I wanted them to be on here so much, because I knew everybody was going to fall in love with them, and just their personalities are just, they're so funny. And this, honestly, this is them all the time.
That's really
cool. I love
it. You know, the one thing that I am disappointed at is that there's so many people in the chat room and listening, and we didn't get to play any of their songs, but that's just due to a technical issue. And we will have them back on again, I'm sure. And when they come back on, we will definitely play music from them, because you're not going to want to miss it.
No, you won't.
Well,
I threw a couple of videos up for them so they could at least see the videos.
Right.
If Sheila, if they do come out there and hang with us in the line, that's going to make, because I was dreading sitting in line and camping out that night.
I know.
That's going to make it go by so much faster.
Well, you know what? I think, I have a feeling that, you know, I think they're going to come out. I think they're going to surprise us and they're going to be there. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Awesome. Oh, and I guess I spoiled the surprise.
Yeah.
We're doing Comic-Con. Me and Gina are being sent to Comic-Con, and we will be covering the new moon.
And we're going to do, like, shows from the line. You know, I got some of the girls on. I'm going to try to get all of the hosts, Courtney and Jess, please be on call for me.
We'll try, yeah.
We try to be. And we'll do, like, shows and, you know, whatever.
You'll have to teach me the switchboard then because I have no idea.
Yeah, I'll definitely teach it to you, or Jess can teach it to you. Or very, very simple, Courtney. We can do that tonight if you want. But last-minute shows are always the best. Everybody knows that, especially if we're live somewhere.
Well, I know I'm excited.
Always live, but live at a location.
Live, like, not in my bedroom, sitting on my bed in my PJs. Live.
Right, yeah. Like, out and about.
Well, I personally, I am so excited. When I found out that they were coming out, it was like, yes, I can't believe that we're finally going to get to meet and do this, and just have a great time. And we were going to have a good time anyway, but now I'm, like, so excited about having Amy and Gina come out.
Have a better time with me.
Oh, I'm so jealous. You guys get to go run off and do everything, and I'm stuck here. Again.
You just need to get out here.
I'm trying. October, come hell or high water, I am getting someplace in October.
This is what we need to do. We need to get all the Vamp Radio girls and then the Dreamers Radio girls in, like, a plane or an RV or a train, because seeing Sheila can probably get us on a train kind of cheap. And then just head out to California.
We need to have a party train. That's what it needs to be. It needs to be the Vamp Radio party train.
There you go. I could hook it up.
Donating on the website so we can put this party train together.
That would be so much fun. Like,
yes,
start on the
yes
East
it would.
Coast, start our party train on the East Coast and then pick up people along the way.
Oh, my God. I would be there for the entire duration. That'd be awesome. Listen, ladies, I know we have some more time left, but my phone is dying, and I cannot find my charger anywhere, so I'm going to say sayonara right now. I had a blast with you guys, and I missed you all so much. It's been too long since we've been on the radio.
I know.
I missed you too, Kat.
And then all the technical difficulties with the music, which I apologize again. BTR, I've actually through the entire show, one of the BTR workers has, you know, been trying to upload the songs and work on it and stuff like that, and we just can't figure out why it's not taking those songs.
That's weird. I mean, it's just like, is it just, they feel it's just those songs, or just they're just having an issue?
Well, I haven't tried anyone else's, so I'm guessing that it's just the Absolute. I'm guessing. I'm not sure.
Well, we'll just have to try a different thing. Well, I hate to cut it short, but I'm here in Idaho visiting family, so I had to, like, I have a steak dinner that's calling my name.
Ooh.
So I'm going to probably have to say goodnight, too, just so I can go spend time, because we're leaving tomorrow, and so I feel like I better go and at least spend some time with my family since they're all in there.
Okay. Good night, Sheila.
So you guys have fun. Amy, I cannot wait to see you next week, and I'll be talking to you before next week. But
oh, definitely.
It was fun tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, hon.
Bye.
So it's me and you, Courtney.
Hello, Amy.
Hello. Okay, everybody in the chat room looks like they want this party train, the Vamp Radio party train.
They do. I kind of want it myself, but I do like Phil's idea of getting an LOD plane, because that's a little faster.
Yeah.
And it can take us a few more places, you know. I don't know of any underwater trains yet.
Well, see, when we go, if we want somewhere fast and we want to go overseas, like London, to see Bobby, Marcus, and, you know, whoever, then I'm full of, you know, put me on that plane. Put me on the LOD plane. But a party train, that could be fun. A party train with everyone we've had on Vamp Radio.
Could that be like a party bus? Where, you know, everybody gets to drink, and then except for the one unlucky person who's driving it. You know, you rent it out, and everybody gets to party, and no?
Yeah, but see, that's with the train. We have the conductor, because I don't know how to drive a train, do you?
I could learn.
You could learn?
Now
I know how to go, choo-choo.
And Danica is in the chat room saying she gets to yell all aboard.
Oh, well, there we go. Now I really want to do this. We got to plan this, because that would be fun. We'll start in North Carolina, where I'm located, so people, like, on the East Coast can come to North Carolina. But it goes from North Carolina to D.C. to Chicago, and then some other stops in between. But if you want the full experience, you got to come to North Carolina and hop on the plane with me.
Only if you do that voice again, baby.
And if you want the full experience, you need to come to North Carolina and hop on the train with me. Okay, question in the chat room. Do we have a Twilight Hour next Tuesday? As far as I know, Gina is going to do a Twilight Hour Tuesday, but she'll be on the road coming up here because our plane leaves at like 3 a.m. So, as far as I know, right now, we are going to. Friday, we have no shows. We are going to pick up the Vampire Diaries, and we'll probably pick that up, I'm going to say late August is when we'll probably start that show. Saturday, we're going to, at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to have the Dreamers Radio. Do you guys have any idea what you're going to do, Courtney?
For Dreamers Radio?
Yeah.
At this point, the next couple of weeks are just going to be your simple, basic updates on anything that the guys have given us, any news. We're not really going to have anything truly big and truly exciting until the shows start. And since the shows start in 2 weeks and 2 days, we are going to have a lot of fun. Although, oh my gosh, wait a second. Okay, I'm saying this on air, but it's not official, so everybody in the chat room don't get all excited, but we totally have to have Chrissy on. Because Chrissy is in London right now, and she's actually going to be seeing a show with Bobby and Marcus, I think, on this Sunday with them together. And freak out, of course, that she gets to see Marcus before me. I think that's totally unfair, but that would be so much fun to hear about that.
Yeah, we're going to have to try to set that up. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be next Saturday, if anything.
Yeah. So. And then after Dreamers Radio, we have Blood, Bats, and Books, which is our writer's night. And, you know, they just talk about any book, novel, poems. And if I'm not mistaken, they're going to be talking about Anne Rice. But I'm probably mistaken. I know Angela and Ashley have been very sick. Both of them have the flu. I think these girls are like twins because one's sick and then the other one's sick. So hopefully they're better. Yeah, they share germs. So hopefully they're better before their show Saturday night. And then Sunday we are going to have our horror night, and I have no idea what Jess and Courtney are going to talk about.
I'm sorry. We were supposed to, but... I don't think we actually said yes to anything except for maybe Repo of the Genetic Opera.
Interesting. Never even heard of it. So I'm going to have to look it up.
It's actually a very good movie. It's got, let's see, it's got the guy who plays Otis Spunkmeyer, Bill Moseley, in it, and Alexa Rubin Vega. Oh, junk. Yeah, that woman. And if you guys are Romeo and Juliet fans, he's in it. It's an opera based on a future where people's organs are shutting down because of some disease. And so this one guy stepped in. He started getting organ transplants to save people's lives. However, if you can't pay for the organs, you have to have your organs repossessed. And it's a story of all these different characters centered around the man who does the repossessions and the man who has the organs supplied.
Okay, that sounds interesting. I'm going to have to, like, Netflix that or something.
It's good. I like it. Yes, Paris Hilton is in it, but she's tolerable because, A, she's a small character, and, B, she actually does an okay job. So I don't like Paris Hilton myself, but I can stand her in this movie. And Lacey, kiss my butt.
Okay, and then Tuesday we'll have our True Blood Monday. We're on episode 5, which I really wanted to call in last Monday or this past Monday to, you know, have Courtney's back because I'm sorry, it sucked. That episode sucked.
It did. I really didn't like it. I mean, I can't. I was unimpressed. And if I'm unimpressed with an episode being as in love with True Blood as I am, that means that it was not a good episode.
It did not keep my attention. I mean, I think I was on Twitter more than I was paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even remember what I was doing, which is kind of sad. Not remembering what I was doing was more important than the TV show.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think
it's... The only thing I liked was Eric coming through the window, which, how did he get through the window if the glass was there?
He didn't come in the window.
Yeah, he,
and the glass and the window was open. He reached his hand in, but that was really it. But the window was open.
Oh, okay, the window was open. I felt like he made the window appear, and I was like, okay, that's
no, no, they don't have that kind of talent. There's no,
there's no Fright Night vampires.
No, no. The only thing they can do with their minds is glamour you.
Yeah. And then, that's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Tuesday, we have Twi-Talk AM, and that's at 11 a.m., which Courtney, Marcus, and Lisa are doing amazing on that show.
No, I'm not.
Wait, did I say Courtney?
Yes, you did.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Kelsey. I got too many people. Kelsey, Lisa, and Marcus.
It's okay. I'm flattered that you want to put me in so many places, Amy. It means I'm on your mind.
Yes, you are. But they are doing an amazing job, and you guys should really listen to Marcus actually gives away trivia prizes like we used to do on Twilight Hour. So listen and grab a poster. Grandma Sprite grabbed one last week, and she said she loved it. And then we'll have Twilight Hour. As of right now, I can ask Gina real quick if everybody wants to know for sure. Gina, are you doing Twilight Hour?
Tuesday, sorry, I would have muted that.
Tuesday. Okay, I asked Gina real quick. Hopefully she'll respond to us. But if we don't have a Twilight Hour, it's probably because she's on her way here and I am trying to get some sleep because I'm not going to be sleeping Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. So, yeah. And then me and Gina head off to San Diego, which will have, like, last-minute shows and stuff like that. And I think Courtney left me.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, it got really quiet over there.
I'm sorry. I sneezed and I was trying to recover. My brain doesn't usually enjoy that. I lose memories.
Gina has entered text, which I don't see any text.
Let me see. I don't. She said email. Oh. Aside from email, I haven't seen anything that she's posted.
Same here. It said she was typing, and then it said she's entered the text, but nothing came up. Well, just, you know, if you follow us on Twitter or MySpace, you'll know. You'll know. Sheila updates our MySpace. So, like, if you're wanting to come on Vamp Radio for an interview or something like that, email me at amymccracken@vampradioonline.com. If you email the MySpace, Sheila's just going to send you straight to me anyways. She's going to email you back and be like, no, you need to email this. So Sheila runs our MySpace and our Twitter, and we have a Facebook, but I don't even remember the password. So we'll try to get that updated, too. Try to, at least.
It's on the list.
And yeah, it's on the list. Like, I haven't even added the TwiHawk show to the website yet, and I'm so behind on what I need to do. And then I plan on leaving next week. And then when I come back, I will be heading down to Gina's house, I believe. And then on the 29th, I will be getting in the car bright early again and heading to Nashville to hop on a wonderful plane to take me to Austin.
Woo!
So I can meet my girls.
Yes.
Yay!
I'm very excited. I can't believe it's only 2 weeks away from right now.
I know. I'm excited, too. Thank you all. I know some of you donated to our Austin trip, so thank you, because we would not be going without you girls. And, Courtney, I will be on the 5th. I will be in Nashville because we land on the 4th. I will be in Nashville with you for Marcus.
Yay!
My cousin Lance called, and he was like, you know, I live 20 minutes out of Nashville. And he was like, you have to give me a call so we can go out to eat. And I was like, yes.
Do I know Lance?
No. But he's a singer, too. He sings, and he was a cop, so we can get in all the trouble we want.
Get all the trouble we want and then steal the handcuffs, and never mind. I'm not going there. Not on D&L.
But exactly. But he's married. You got to stay away from him because I love his wife.
No. I wasn't going to use him on him.
Oh, okay.
Oh. There you go. You're with me now.
Yes, I am. So we have 3 minutes. And again, if you stay in the chat room, are you still listening in the archives? Thank you. And, thanks to, again, The Absolute. Check them out on MySpace. We're going to have those links up tonight. I will definitely do that after I run into the kitchen and grab a drink because I'm, like, thirsty. But, yeah. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Hey, thank you for putting me on the spot.
You're welcome. Thank you for putting me on the spot.
You're welcome.
There's nothing more fun than being randomly pulled on air.
Oh, and there's nothing more fun than Amy. Give them the voice.
Hey, I didn't start it. I just kept it going.
It was Sheila, wasn't it?
I think it was either Sheila or it was Jess. It was one of the two. It definitely wasn't me.
Hmm.
I was too busy in the chat room. I was messing with them.
Oh, you know what? The Skype caller... Because, you know, we had a Skype caller soon away. And then when I, you know, picked it up, they said what they had to say. And I thought I was telling Jess and Sheila that in our private little chat. And I so put it in the main chat. And then the ass, like, part, when they were talking about slapping some girl's ass or something like that. Or they can slap, or she can slap their ass, or I don't know what it was. But the ass play part, that was supposed to mean for our Yahoo chat, too.
That
was, like, great. I am not very professional tonight.
No, you're not. Look where you type, Amy. Look where you type. That's okay. I was in the chat room talking about spanking asses and stuff, too. Then again, they had no idea who I was, so I was getting away with it.
Yeah,
they pulled me on air. And then I was like, oh, hi.
And I did that just so, you know, we could have fun. We had fun tonight. Tonight was a great show.
Yeah. That was hilarious that Anthony's dad called in.
I know. Because we don't have male callers. Only male callers we have are our cat. And then our prank callers are mostly male. And he had a phone number, so okay, it's cool to put him online because I can always give BTR his phone number. And when he was like, yeah, I'm the Central Coast daddy, and I was like, what? But that's cool. We've had Anthony's dad and Sam's mom.
Yeah.
Which parent will be next? Hopefully it's not going to be my parents.
I was going to say, hopefully not mine. Because I know my parents drop in every once in a while.
Oh, mine don't, thank God.
Well, they did in the beginning when we were doing, you know, our big first Dreamers radio shows and we had the guys on a lot. But I don't think they just randomly drop in for other stuff.
Yeah. Tonight, I will, as soon as we hang up and do this, I'm going to go over to, we're going to do it on this show. I'll do a test show, and I'll show you how to run the board. It's really easy.
Okay.
Okay, but we have 28 seconds, and thank you again, Absolute. You guys rock. And,
definitely.
I will see you guys next Wednesday, hopefully. I hope you guys make it out. Okay.
I'll be at home like a loser.
I'll call you, Courtney.
That works.
I'll have to make sure that I get a car charger, and I'll call you.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, 3 seconds, and we're off the air.
Everybody who downloaded, bye.
Yeah, download us. Tell
Sorry
us
for being on
time.
Mute. I was having so much fun talking to you, and then I was realized, literally, I think it was 5 minutes later that I was actually on mute.
I'm sorry. I thought it when they were playing their music, when, you know, they were trying to cheat us, I thought it was either one of you girls, so I muted all of you, and I was like, okay, I still hear it. And I just
no, I was on mute before that. When you picked me up, because what I did was I had the phone on the table, and I had it on speaker, and I had it myself muted. Well, when you picked me up, I took it off speaker, but I forgot to take it off of mute, so I'm talking away, and you can't hear me.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't until, like, Jess, I thought Jess was talking completely over me that I realized I was on mute, and I went, oh, whoops, I'm dumb.
Yeah, okay, well, everyone, have a good night, and I'll see you in the AIM chat.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.
North Pole Hotline. Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.
North Pole Hotline. Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.